Well, good morning, folks. As you can see, my voice has not improved. Or maybe it has. It does not sound like me at all. Stuck in bed. Again, I went to work yesterday and, oh my god. Looks like my voice actually. Excuse me. Hope my voice actually makes it all the way through. Yes, I went to work yesterday and made it most of the way through. And apparently I've got laryngitis, which is not a lot of fun. So, I thought I'd give you a quick update and do just a bit of one of my rambles to music horizontally. So this is a ramble without the fat. Sorry to disappoint. And I'm going to get on my soapbox for a little minute here. Why is it when you post an audio and you put some clear instructions on the audio, which is polite and respectful comments welcome, and people and you actually make it clear even on your profile how you wish to be communicated with, but people see that as an invitation to say, hey, how about we get together on Snapchat and have some sexy times? Well, if you're listening to this, my audios are a form of self-expression. They're kind of fantasy stuff, okay? I've told you how I'm a person, okay? You wouldn't go up to someone in the street and say to them, hey, I've got Snapchat. Do you want to have some sexy time? You wouldn't. It's the same thing on Jiffy Way. Okay, you've heard me doing whatever I've been doing in terms of which audio you're listening to. But goodness gracious me, guys, you need to think your approach to women. Okay, got it on my chest. Yes, I know. It sounds great, doesn't it? The backing track this morning was it's a group, an Australian group called Evermore. I've discovered a friend who's actually never heard of them. Tut 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 tut. Although I haven't heard of a lot of Canadian music either, so, you know, it's a little disingenuous of me. Listen to me, I'm busting out the big words. And if there's someone's listening to this morning, I fully expect to get told off or remonstrated, see another big word, for that little remark. I was actually going to say something important, I'm sure. It'll come to me. And to someone else that I know will definitely listen to this, this is how you ramble. You just open your mouth and words tumble out and, you know, one thing leads to another, and before you know it, you know, 10 minutes have gone by and you haven't actually really said anything. Although I can usually find something to talk about or moan about. And not as in the, oh, yeah, baby, oh my God, moan. or the other kind of moaning. Oh, God, I'm delirious. Oh. I was actually going to talk about it. And it's completely like, poof, poof, gone out of my brain. Oh, come to me. And not as in, yeah, oh my God. See, this is the problem. You've been on DWA too long. Every word has a double meaning. And sometimes it can be really difficult to have a conversation in real life, in your non-GWA life. Excuse me. Without you chuckling. I get a lot of strange looks. Well, more so than usual, I get a lot of strange looks. People start talking about coming. It usually makes me chuckle. I can't think of anything now. Yes, I know there was something I was going to say. I headed back to work yesterday after pretty much a whole week off. And the first thing one of my work colleagues said, get your words right. Get my tongue out of my mouth. Okay. Where was I? Oh, I think she's finally lost it. I've finally gone to the crazy side. Actually, you do have a friend that she once said to me, you're fluffing the edges of crazy. I think he meant it as a compliment. Not quite sure. I'm going to take it as a compliment. I think I do go right up to the, you know, the crazy line, and I kind of nudge the edges a bit and push the line a bit. Anyway, back to what I was talking about. Yeah, I got to work and I said hello to people, and my work colleague said to me, have you had a sex change operation? And I looked at her and I said, do I look like I've had a sex change operation? anyway, yeah, it was kind of one of those things. Anyway, there's this new thing at work where we've been sent these little forms to fill in, which is about us, and we have to put them on our cubicles so when people come round they can say, you know, because they can look at the photo and they can look at the person at the desk and go, oh my God, they're the same people. It's got your name, what you do. And I actually had to supply a photo. And I actually said to my boss, a photo's been taken, or do we have to supply one of our own? And she looked at me and she said, one of your own, but it has to be appropriate. Insert my name here. It has to be an appropriate bean. I wonder if she knows. Anyway, I had to be careful when I was going through my gallery on my phone, making sure that no one could see all the kinds of photos I had on my phone. Maybe I shouldn't have actually said that out loud. I just realised. Oh well. Anyway, where was I? So underneath your name and your title, it actually says what your hobbies are. Ooh, hobbies. And I chuckled. I'm thinking, how the hell am I going to write my hobbies down? Actually, what are we listening to here? Oh, I'm going to skip a few things. Bear with. Oh, that'll do. Yes, so you had to talk about your hobbies, and then underneath it was two things people don't know about you. And I'm thinking, oh my God. Because this is the kind of thing that you kind of read on a dating app. This is for a work thingy. I'm thinking, oh my goodness, what the hell am I going to write down? Why am I not swearing? Someone actually commented to me the other day, hey, I haven't heard you swear. Well, fuckity fuck, 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 fuck. Okay, I've got my fucks out of the way. Oh, yes, I know. It sounds terrible. So I had to think about my hobbies, something I actually could write down that was appropriate. And I actually made the comment to my boss. So I'm assuming these have to be appropriate or SFW. She went, SFW? And I said, yeah, safe for work. Like thinking, what a silly. And then I realised, this is when you know you've been well and truly indoctrinized into GWA world when you use terms like SFW and people look at you and go, what does that mean? Anyway, so I had to think about my hobbies. I write photography down and music because they're two big things in my life. But, you know, audio is also a hobby of mine. I like making audio. I like entertaining people. It's a way of communicating with people. I like that I've found my voice. Even though my voice at the moment sounds like, anyone that listens to me today and you feel so inclined, please tell me what you think I sound like. This voice. And don't get too used to it because it will disappear. Anyway, where was I? Yes. So I ended up writing, photography, music. And I actually wrote writing and recording poetry. And I'll be interested because I thought, I have actually done that. That's not a lie. I just haven't really. There's more to it than that. Be interesting to see when my little blurby thing goes up on my cubicle-y thing at work, whether someone actually asks me about that. And the other bits were about two things you didn't know about me. And some of you know this and some of you don't. Depends on whether you followed me from my old account or not. I spent 3 months on the back of a motorcycle, travelling around Europe. I had all my worldly belongings in say, three boxes. You know, the box I leaned against and the panniers on the side. And I had to share them with someone else. We had the tent on the bike, we had our sleeping bags, we had our clothes, we had our cooking equipment. Tell you what, it's been some of the most amazing travelling I've ever done. And I'd like to do something like that again, whether I travel on a bike. But I want to do some amazing travel in the future. Now that I'm footloose and fancy free, so to speak. This is a good song. It's called Real Life. It's almost finished now, so anyway. Where was I? Travelling. Yes, that was an amazing 3 months. For those of you who don't know, I went all over England. I was actually living in London. Spent 18 months there. Oh, underground. Where was I? Yes, I was living in London for 18 months, earning pounds, doing what I do, to save up for travel. And we ended up, we started in London, rode across, right through France. See, notice the way I said, not France, but France. I pronounce my A sounds as R sounds. And for someone else who might be listening, that's why I say ass, not ass. Because it's got, the A is not an ass, it's an R sound. Might make me I don't even know what's going to say that. Might make me pretentious, but I grew up with parents constantly correcting my speech patterns, which was why sometimes I can sound pretentious. I used to have a kind of very soft, almost English-type Australian accent, but it's been roughened up a bit since living in Brisbane, because now I have a broader Australian accent, which I have to get rid of. I want my all my accent back. Bloody Queenslanders. Oh yes. Anyway, see how easily I get sidetracked. Anyway, so back to my travel story. I went all the way through France, through Spain. This trip I didn't get all the way down to Portugal. I think we only went halfway down through Spain. I can't remember. I'd have to dig out the map. Excuse me. Back up through Spain, south of France, then we went through Italy. We decided to skip Greece and went across to Croatia. Then we spent a week yachting around the islands off Split, which is a small town off the coast of Croatia. Absolutely amazing. Because I don't know how to sail a boat. I do now, sort of. Again, totally cool experience. Then up through all the Balkan regions, I think through Germany. I'd have to look at the map to see exactly. Anyway, we kept just basically going north. Went through Denmark and Holland. Hello to my Danish friend and my Dutch friend. And then we went straight up through Scandinavia. So hello to my, I'll get to those countries, all the way up through Sweden. And Sweden and Norway. Hello to my Norway countrymen. It's my countrymen. Hello to my Norwegian friend. Yes. All the way up through Sweden. And then back down through Norway. And then we hopped across to Scotland and back all the way down to London. As I said, amazing. It's not my favourite because I loved every bit, and there's always special bits to every country we went to. But I'd really like to get back to Scandinavia. The countryside is just so different to here. And the people, I felt a kind of a weird affinity with them, because they're all a little bit nuts. Knucking futs. but in a completely adorable, gorgeous kind of way. There's certainly a very Scandinavian sensibility that I kind of like. It's very hard to explain. Anyway, I've been rattling on for how long? See? Almost coming up for 20 minutes. See how easy it is to just natter. You poor thing. I'm surprised my voice has actually lasted this long. Anyway, I think I might actually start calling it quits now, because this is a very long ramble for not much. I'm going to sort of roll my... I'm going to roll myself out of bed and go and seek sustenance and food, because a being needs to eat and drink, and it sucks not having someone come and wait on me hand and foot. Woe is me. I hope you all have a fabulous morning, evening, afternoon, wherever you are in the world, and I hope to hear from you soon, and you all hopefully will be hearing from me soon. Adios, amigos.